Hello everybody, it's John back again with Terry Halstead, and he's going to tell a tale which I've heard before, and every time I hear it, it makes the palms of my hands sweat. So tell us all about this, Terry.
Well, the town hall is a good place to work, you know, but, and I have to say it, I think I was suited to that, because whatever, I know I'm talking about myself, but I was a very clean sort of worker, you know.
Yes, right.
And had an eye on not damaging, you know. Yeah. You can't do with a catastrophe at the town hall.
Oh, no, indeed you can't, no.
Not really.
Not be pleased, would they?
Oh, no. So that was the trouble with apprentices. First of all, you had to house train them. You know, you don't put your hands on there.
Right, yeah.
And you don't turn that radio on or that whatever it was. You know, you leave everything alone and keep the place straight and tidy.
Right.
And leave it, you know,
just
right when you come out again.
So what happened at the town hall then?
Well, there are a few things. I've done a few things at the town hall that could have caused tremendous damage if they got out of hand.
Yeah.
The rainwater pipes from the top, those rainwater pipes were 80 feet long.
Right, yeah.
Starting at the top, at the roof, below the roof, and finishing up in the cellar. And they were 4-inch lead. And they've been in since the town hall had been built.
My goodness.
And they're getting time for them to be changed. And they're in the corner, if ever you go in the ballroom at the top, they're in the corners.
Yeah.
The corners of the town hall, there's a fillet, there are fillets across it. And behind there were these rainwater pipes that went right down from floor to floor to floor, right down to into the cellar. And I was going to replace them with plastic. And I took one of the covers off in there. When the jobs were done at first, they could get in there, but since then, obviously, other people have been, the electricians in particular. One of my great problems were electricians. They'd cover everything in, as they had done here, and they'd put conduit, metal conduit, all down in front of the pipe.
Oh,
you see, so you couldn't get in.
No.
You couldn't get in. So I had to devise a method of doing this. I had to work out how, really, think out how much I could do, because you daren't leave it disconnected in case it rained.
Which it does sometimes
like
in Todmorden.
And it does rain in Todmorden. You can't leave anything to chance, because it was all nicely decorated.
Mm.
So I cut a piece of this 4-inch lead pipe off, about maybe a foot long or something like that, and made it into a slip socket and to fit inside what was left.
Right, yes. Yeah.
Then I had to pull sections out through the top or the bottom, which way round I was working, I'm not sure. And I probably did about half of one in the day, and pulled it all up, threaded the plastic down, and connected it up for the night, and started again.
Right.
And I managed to get through the whole lot, replace them all, without a drop of water coming in, or any paint or anything. All very nicely done. And I also took two of the three vents off.
Which vents are these?
Right on the top of the town hall, they stood
outside.
They stood out above it, and and the Todd Council waited until they had enough money at the end of the year.
Which
happened to be in the middle of winter, like about
usually,
March.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And there could be snow on the top, but you were safe enough. There was a parapet round.
Yeah.
Although I did see because I had to have a Whitehead's tinners helping me work with the metal work for realigning the vents.
Mm-hmm.
They were the vents, and there was a lot of air had to be taken out of the tops of them, and all made good. And there again, you had to keep the rain out and see that no damage was done.
Uh-huh.
and one of the dollies where you're riveting, I know it bounced over the parapet and came down into Bridge Street.
Ooh.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with me, but I thought, I'm glad that didn't drop on. That's, I mean, those 14 inch Stilsons wouldn't have compared to one of them hitting me on head. So, no. Anyway, all was well. And it came down to the thing that, I don't know whether you know how the system worked, but there was a big, it must have been 3 foot in diameter, a big gas ring.
Yeah.
At the top of the three ornamental vents that if you're looking up from the floor,
in the main hall,
see these, very, very nice, nicely made and painted vents.
And they're vents.
They're actually vents,
right.
And to help draw the air upwards and into this, the big lofts at the top, and then into these on the roof.
And the vents outside,
yeah. There was a big gas ring, and when required, it was lit. And there was this naked flame, three of them, drawing the sort of foul air from up below. And I've actually seen, in the days when the town hall was properly used, it was in the records there, a tech battle, you know, the tech ball.
Yes.
1,000 people
yes,
in that
in
room.
In the hall.
1,000 people.
Yeah.
And this was the means of ventilation.
Ventilation, right.
So we're taking it all down, and you've seen the episode of,
All the Fools and Horses. With the chandeliers.
With Del Boy.
Yeah.
Del Boy and Grandad, and he's saying to Grandad, he says, now why are you near, tell me when you're ready. And Grandad says, yes, I'm ready, and undoes the note.
Yeah.
And it was the other chandelier that fell on the floor and smashed to bits.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's something similar to that.
Tower Town Hall.
Yes, there's a joiner with me, joiner Radio Weller. I says, I'm taking this nut off. I have to take this gas ring out at the top, but I can't tell what really is happening. But be on the safe side. You hang on to that rod below it.
Yeah.
It was about an inch diameter.
Yeah.
Just to be on the safe side. So I didn't do what Grandad did. It was the right one. But I took the nut off.
Yeah.
And it just went. It was holding all the lot up.
And it was about on its way down into the hall.
It would have crashed onto the floor.
Oh.
Anyway, Jeff. It wasn't Jeff Beard. It was the other Jeff. Jeff Dean. He hung on to it. And I hung on to him.
Yeah.
And we managed to pull it back up and put the nut back on.
Good Lord.
But it was a close moment was that.
Oh dear.
Otherwise I can't remember doing any damage at all.
Oh, you did well there, Terry.
I was a good friend of Charlie's and Eunice.
They
were the caretakers.
Right.
And he knocked before him.
Yes.
That they would have been horrified if I told them. They looked after the mayor, took him about in his car, didn't they?
Yes.
And announced him, and everybody would stand up in the town hall or wherever it was. The mayor, you know.
Yes.
I've actually been home with a mayor in the past, on the bus.
Yeah.
With a mayoral chain in a plastic bag.
Right, get away.
They wouldn't care for that, would they?
No, no, not health and safety these days. No.
To think that the mayoral chain and the mayor himself.
Yes, yeah.
Herself it was this time.
Always herself was this time.
Never mind. But you had to show extreme care when you worked in some places.
Yes, and things are quite different,
aren't they? You could do a tremendous damage.
Shall we leave it at that for now,
yes,
Terry? Right,
yes.
Okay. Well, thanks ever so much for those. They've been really, really amusing.
Well,
I've got
a couple to tell you.
Right, okay. But we'll come back and do those later.
Right.
See you later, everybody. Thanks.